Kilayim Per Gimel, Mishnah Vav 3:6. We learned in 3:3 that you could have a field of one vegetable and you could plant a row of another vegetable inside of it. We said we just needed to have a telem that divided the row from the field. So field in Hebrew, sadeh, row, shura. We said if you have a sadeh of yirakos, of vegetables, so you could have a telem, a row of another vegetable inside of it. The actual nature of the telem is subject to a wide machlokas, but let's keep it simple. It's simple, a row of planted vegetables. Now, then in Mishnah Dalet, 3:4, we had learned that there are certain vegetables which were misbehaved and they grew wildly, and therefore, if you wanted to put multiple rows side by side, you need to have double rows, they shouldn't combine. Our question in our Mishnah is that, so let me clarify, and we had established actually that the allowal for rows of vegetables in a field applies equally to those misbehaved vegetables. It only became when you planted three rows side by side by side of pulamitzri, galas, and kishuim, that is the Egyptian beans, the gourds, and the melons or cucumbers together, then you needed double rows. But if you had a single row in a field of any one of those, a row of any of those three vegetables, a single telem is sufficient, a single furrow is sufficient to divide the row, the shura, from the sada, the rest of the field. Our Mishnah considers the case of having a field, a sada, of one kind of vegetable, and then wanted to plant rows of vegetables within the field. So what we're planting, though, is dalas. Dalas, what are the misbehaved vegetables? The gourds. The question is, therefore the Mishnah says, Hais sadeo zeruah betzalem. You had a field, a sadeh, and your field is planted thoroughly with onions. Umevakesh lita besocha shurot shel b'duluim. You want to plant now individual rows, shurot, rows of deluim, of gourds. So the question is, how much space do you need between the gourds and the onions? That's one consideration. The other consideration is, how much space do you need between the gourds and the next row of gourds such that the gourds don't combine to be considered to be a sadeh in their own right? Because if you have a sadeh, a field of gourds, you can't plant in it a sadeh, a field of onions, or vice versa. A sadeh of onions can't have a sadeh of gourds planted in it. But you could have shurot, individual rows of gourds planted within your sadeh, your field of onions. So we have two questions. How far must there be separation, if any, between the gourds and the onions, if you're doing like these individual rows of gourds? And second of all, how much space in between the gourds and the next row of gourds so that they don't combine to become not individual rows, but a field of gourds, or at least look like they're a field of gourds. So we're going to have three shitos. The first shita, the first opinion is Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that the distance you need between the gourds and the onions, a single row of six tefachim across, is not sufficient. You need to have two tefachim of unplanted area between the onions and the gourds. Because the gourds grow wild, you need lots of space, a double two amma wide space. The other issue is he requires that between one shura, one row of gourds, and the next row of gourds, 12 amos, a total of 12 amos, so that the gourds don't combine to be considered to be a field of gourds, rather than individual rows of gourds, that requires 12. So Rabbi Shmuel holds two amos spacing with unplanted between gourds and onions, and 12 amos between one row of gourds and the next row of gourds that don't combine to become a shura. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, and he's describing it, imagine that you have rows of onions, and the rows of onions are divided into each row is going to be four amos wide. So if you can imagine already, the solution is going to be that you're going to take a double row, two rows. If one row is four, two rows are eight amos. You're going to uproot the double row of onions, leaving eight unplanted amos. And then you can plant in the middle of that four amos, a single row of gourds. And that will leave you with four amos of gourd. And on either side, two more amos of unplanted, spacing between the gourds and the onions. So the total area that you've uprooted from your onions is eight amos. And it'll be two unplanted, four gourds, and then two unplanted. Then, because you have to space a total of 12 amos between one row of gourds and the next row of gourds, so after you have your two fallow amos, you'll have to have two more rows of onions. Each row is four. Four plus four is eight because there are two rows. So it's eight amos plus two amos unplanted on the left for a total of eight plus two is 10. And you'll have, if you repeat now, taking a double row of onions and planting a single row of gourds, you'll have another two amos of unplanted on the other side between the onions and now your new second row of gourds. So it'll be two more. So again, you'll have a double row in the middle of onions, four plus four, which is eight, plus two on either side, two plus two is four, four plus eight is 12. You'll have a total of 12 amos between the row of gourds you have on the left and the row of gourds you have on the right. And 12 amos is sufficient, says Rabbi Shmuel, to separate your rows of gourds so that you will not combine them to becoming a sada, a field of gourds. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, therefore. Two amos space between the onions and the gourds and 12 amos space between one row of gourds and the next row of gourds. And therefore, he says inside, you had a field that was totally planted with onions. And you want to plant within your field of onions individual rows of gourds. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Oker Shte Shuros, you uproot that double row of onions, which was eight wide, and Venotea Shura Achas, you plant one row of gourds in the middle, four in the middle, leaving two on either side unplanted. Then, the next two double rows of planted onions, you leave them be. Maniach, leave them as they are, because you need the two more double rows planted, which will give you the eight amos of onions, plus the two on either side of unplanted, for a total of 12 to space out your gourds. And then you can repeat. V'oker shtei shuros, you'll repeat by pulling up two more double rows of onions, and then v'noteya shurachas, you plant one row of gourds in the middle. And you can repeat that again and again and again, such that you'll have, if I describe it starting from, you'll have a double row of onions, let's say, then you'll have two amos space, then you'll have four amos of gourds, then two amos space, then you'll have double row of onions, then two amos space, then row of gourds, two amos space, double row of onions, etc. That will comply with the two requirements of two amos spacing between all the gourds and all the onions, and 12 amos spacing between all the rows of gourds. Rabbi Akiva is more lenient. He says that neither of those two things are necessary, meaning he doesn't require a double spacing of two amos between the gourd section and the onion section. He also doesn't require 12 amos spacing between one row of gourds and the next row of gourds to not make a gourd field. He thinks eight amos is sufficient. Therefore, he'll simply say, if you have a double row of onions, eight wide, and then a double row of gourds, eight wide, then a double row of onions, eight wide, and a double row of gourds, eight wide, etc., each time you keep a distance of eight amos between one row of gourds and the next, one row of onions and the next, you have not turned this into two fields, one on top of the other. And also, the spacing between the gourds and the onions requires just the telem. Again, there are many pshatim what the telem was, but it's either an unplanted row, or even maybe it's just a six tefach, like indentation of unplanted to mark off between the onions and the gourds, whatever it is, that's sufficient. Whatever is usually required in terms of telem is required here too, between the onions and the gourds. And that's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Oker Shte Shuros, you uproot two rows of onions, a double row, meaning eight amos of onions, V'noteya Shte Shuros, and you plant in its place two rows of gourds, eight amos wide. You then leave a double row of onions. You have two rows of onions again, totally amos. And then va'okir shtei shuros, you repeat, rooting two rows of onions, va'notei shtei shuros, and you replace two double rows of onions with two rows of gourds. So again, you'll have two rows of onions, two rows of gourds, two rows of onions, two rows of gourds. Each time spacing them eight apart from one row of gourds to the next row of gourd, which is sufficient. And no special spacing beyond the telem, whatever that is, just maybe, let's say it's an unplanted section one amma wide between the gourds and the onions. The Chacham take a middle approach. The Chacham say that you don't need the double space between the gourds and the onions, meaning you don't need to have fallow land of two tefachim between onion, two amos between gourds and onions. But you do need the 12 amma space between one row of gourds and the next row of gourds to not make a sada of gourds. And therefore, the Chacham will say, the Chacham Omrim, im ein bein shur lechaverta, if there isn't between one row of gourds and the next row of gourds, 12 amos, a total of 12 amos, lo yikayim es hazera shel bintayim. Then you may not keep any other species between them because they constitute a gourd field and you can't plant another field within the gourd field. Halach is like the chachamim, meaning you do need to have 12 amos between one row of gourds and the next, but you just need simply the telem between the row of gourds and the rows of onions.